Trayvon Martin's killer will face the Florida court system after a month-long outcry from around the world. After the shooting, George Zimmerman was released by police, citing Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Zimmerman claimed he was acting in self-defense. Florida's special prosecutor, Andrea Corey, made the announcement of his arrest.
Today, we filed an information charging George Zimmerman with murder in the second degree. A capias has been issued for his arrest. With the filing of that information and the issuance of a capias, he will have a right to appear in front of a magistrate in Seminole County within 24 hours of his arrest, and thus formal prosecution will begin.
Corey also reported that Zimmerman turned himself into police custody earlier that day. In reaction, Trayvon Martin's parents thanked the people who had held rallies in support of their son. Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton.
We simply wanted an arrest. We wanted nothing more, nothing less. We just wanted an arrest. And we got it. And I say thank you. I just want to speak from my heart to your heart, because a heart has no color. It's not black. It's not white. It's red. And I want to say thank you from my heart to your heart.
If convicted, Zimmerman could be sentenced to life in prison. In Florida, those charges carry a maximum sentence of 25 years. Reporting for Ignite News, I'm Maureen Cavanaugh.